Australia. There you go. That's right. It's NBA Australia. It's Monday, March 8, all day, and I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer sometimes. Sometimes. Only sometimes, on the very rare occasion now. For Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie Rap, Bull Mag, and literally whoever else wants to pay me that sweet, sweet folding stuff, that walking around money, here today in Casa del Amor Studios down in Lawn. That's right, went away for the long weekend. Watched the All-Star game on the big telly down at the beach house. Nice one. It's pretty gnarly. Giving you all the ins and outs in the NBA season while repping Australia a little bit. That's what we do here. And we don't take things too seriously, do we? We leave that to the nerds. And that's what happens when you leave stuff up to the nerds. You get shit All-Star games.
Oh, what we'll do is we'll make it like so it's three quarters and you count up each quarter.
Fuck it, whatever. So today we're obviously going to wrap the All-Star night with a big single NBA Australia game wrap. One single one. I'm going to wrap up everything. The dunk comp, skills comp, three-point comp, and a game that wasn't too bad. We'll talk about that. But we're also going to give out That's Not a Knife, All Mate, No Mate, Spud of the Night, Better Than Lonzo Ball. Yeah, Nas, we've got the unpopular opinion of the day, and we've got our back takehouse, where we're serving up a flame grill take as well. Not much use of Australian Player Watch because Ben Simmons didn't make it to the All-Star game. We'll talk about that. But it is Monday, so we will chuck in an Andrew Gaze Great Mamba Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence for you and preview the games that are coming on Thursday because I'm going to take the next 2 days off, you little ripper. Right, we'll finish up with a brand new Delhi review as well for you, so that'll be fun. Right, NBA Australia episode 565. Five diggity five. Let's go.
This is Matthew Dellavedova, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack!
You better. Well, you better watch out for the Shaq attack, especially if you're historically black colleges and universities. So, I don't know if you watched this bit on TNT. You know, heading into the All-Star game. So, they're making a whole big thing about the amount of money they're raising for historically black colleges and universities, or if you're Marv Albert,
HBSCUSs.
Fucking Marv, what's going on? But Shaq was like, yeah, hey man, so if it wasn't for HB, historically black colleges and universities, I wouldn't have passed biology because I couldn't get past the thing at LSU, so I got to take it down here. It's like, wait. Is Shaq saying that HBCUs easier? Fucking hell, Shaq. And then fucking Kenny jumps in. Oh, hey, that's not to say that like these are easy or anything either. And it's like, no, I wouldn't say that either. Yeah, good job, Shaq. I'm starting to like suspect that Shaq might not be all there right now. After his getting taken apart by Candace Parker last week and basically throwing, you know, the universities they're trying to raise money for under the fucking bus for being, you know, not as hard as actual, you know, universities like LSU. Shaq, what are you doing, mate? Right, anyway, let's start today's show the way we start every show here at NBA Australia with the daily whip around before we do all the All-Star stuff. Blake, this is the big news that popped up today, basically during the All-Star festivities. Erstwhile former Detroit basketball piston, Blake Griffin, is off to the Nets. Hello, the Brooklyn Nets. They're using their, well, luckily for the Nets, Blake is so overpaid by Detroit. He accepts a buyout of the 56.5 million bucks left in his contract. Blake is literally getting paid almost $57 million to not play for Detroit. Now, I don't know about you, but I kind of feel like if you wanted to pay me $30 million next year to not play for the Detroit Pistons, I'd be pretty happy with that as well. What the fuck? Anyway, I feel like he gave back like maybe $15 million out of this total contract. But look, come on, I think he's going to be all right, right? But the best part for Brooklyn is that they're using only the veteran minimum slot that they've got on their roster, not their Spencer Dinwiddie disabled player exception or the taxpayer mid-level exception, both of which $5.5 million. So basically, they get to roll and maybe keep a couple of those spots open if anyone else pops up on the buyout market. So We'll talk about how Blake fits a little bit later in year Nas, but Blake Griffin, it was like, oh, he might go to the Warriors, man. Oh, he might go to Miami, man. Oh, he might go here. He might go there. And it was like, literally, as soon as he sniffed his chance to glom on and get a goddamn ring, he knew exactly where Blake was going, and it was to Brooklyn. Ben Simmons, big Simo Ben Simmons, that's right. He and his Philadelphia 76er teammate, Joel Embiid, missed the All-Star game. Can you believe it? They were ruled out because of contact tracing. Oh, jeez. Because that's right, in the USA, don't forget, there's still a fucking pandemic raging on. And it turns out the two of them had contact with a barber who since tested positive for the Rona, that Coco, that Trumpy good time. And the barber was in Philly, got tested after doing even more testing. And then, boom, Simo and Embiid, after the barber test positive, they got tested, but they have to go into contact tracing. They've tested negative, and they did end up flying back to Philadelphia on their own separate private jets. Ooh, we're looking out for the environment, man. We're going to fly everyone in on private jets. Okay. Good job, NBA. Good job. This sucked because no one got put in the penitentiary in the All-Star game. That would have been really fun to see, but there you go. So that meant we got more changes to the teams because not only did Big Simo Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid get basically booted off the old All-Star, Devin the Sooker Booker was replaced by Mike Conley over the weekend too. Everyone's like, oh, isn't that nice for Mike? He got his first All-Star game berth. Like, DeMar DeRozan's like, fuck, man, come on, what have I got to do? Zion went in as a starter in place of Embiid on Kevin Durant's team as well, and away we went. So, I think that's basically all the news. Like, everyone's on break. They're all taking a little bit of time off. Basically, everyone gets 5 days off at this point, and they fucking cram the entire All-Star festivities into one day. Away we go. So, let's bloody well do it. Let's do the game wraps.
Game wraps, 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 game wraps.
Well, it's only one game, isn't it, Jimmy? That's right. But it's the All-Star game. And I kind of like this, right? So we had everything all at once. He had the skills comp, the three-point comp, the All-Star game, then at halftime he had the dunk comp. And it kind of actually flowed a lot better. I'll talk about this again later, but geez. Don't know if we ever need a Saturday night again. The skills comp, we had CP3 and Luka getting buys through the next round. CP3 because he's like the oldest. And Luka because he got the most fan votes. Vooch beat Julius. Suva beat Covington. They all played off. So Vooch beat CP3. Was it Suva beat CP3? Whatever. Basically, we're through to the final. You got the Souvlaki King versus Vooch. And away they went. How good was that? The Souvlaki King ends up winning it. He was at 8-1. He was my third tip to actually win this on Friday's show. So good job, the Souvlaki King.
Oh, yeah. Cheers, tomatoes. I'll have the combination meat. Thanks. Easy on the tomatoes. Go hard on the double extra garlic sauce. Thanks, man. Yeah, cheers, tomatoes.
And I think I mentioned this on Twitter. I reckon it'd be fucking gnarly if we got the father-son games. What do you reckon? Who wins that? Oh, jeez. There's some pretty fucking good ones. Tim Hardaway's. You got the Souvlaki Kings, the Saboni. There's some really fucking Tatums. It's just sad about Kobe, isn't it? But there's some really good ones now. This is it. You got LeBron and Bronny. That'd be good. Ooh. Anyway, the three-point comp was a fucking ripper. You got Steph Curry winning it on the last shot, going past Mike Conley, which was really, really fun. So Tatum, Conley, and Steph get through to the last three. Tatum had an amazing first round, but then looked like after he watched Steph just fucking light it up for 31 points in the first round, Tatum's like, oh, I'm shook. And look, to be honest, he's 19, so of course he'd be shook. But Mike Conley's old. He's like, oh, man, I don't give a fuck. Mike Conley, he's got that old man strength, I reckon. Mike Conley 100% looks like the uncle that'll get you in a headlock and wrestle you to the ground and while screaming, do you want a shot at the title, mate? Do you want a shot at the title? So Conley goes out there, lefty, absolutely crushes it in the final round. Steph has to go last, misses a bunch of his first rack, makes his way around the arc, does pretty well, has to make up a lot of ground on the last rack, and on the money ball, boom, needed it, got it. Bit of money in Jimmy's pocket. Hope you put some money on. Like, how dumb do you have to feel if you're watching the three-point comp go, oh, bet on somebody that isn't Steph Curry? the greatest shooter in the NBA, in the history of the NBA. Like, what are you fucking doing? Look, this is one of those few things that I didn't outsmart myself on. I'm like, I'm going to put money on Steph. And as a little bit of a hedge, I like Tatum a lot. So I'm going to put a little bit of money to basically hedge that on Tatum. They make the final. I feel good about myself. And Tatum sucks. Conley smokes it. I'm like, fuck, what have I done? But then Steph came through. And then, of course, the dunk comp. The much maligned and rightly so dunk comp, because I'll tell you what, it was fucking shit. Look, I'm not going to mince words. Cassius Stanley goes out there, does a fucking through his legs, just fucking wildly awesome dunk. It was a through his legs 360. It's fucking awesome. The judges didn't seem to think so. 44. I feel like Cassius was a victim. And this is like, if you're going to listen to Kenny Smith on the fucking broadcast, oh, it's over. That was turns. It's got to be tens. 8, 8, 8. He was also just a victim of it looking, he made it look so easy that you're like, well, that wasn't that impressive. It's like, it was actually a wildly awesome dunk. The problem is, plenty of people have done basically the through the legs fucking windmill before. So off you go. Tough scenes there for Cassius. Ain't no stopping Obi Toppin. Had a pretty good one for his second one. Like basically jumps over his dad. And you're like, oh, that's pretty cool. And Anthony Simons, like some fine dunks. Cassius doesn't make it through the finals. Obi Toppin does. He does a sort of, you know, wannabe through his legs from straight on, well within the free throw line, kind of through his legs vibe. Throws it down. It's a half decent dunk, but it's definitely not, you know, the final round of the fucking dunk comp vibe. And then Anthony Simons, like, bounces the ball up really high, goes and gets it. And it's like, oh, he tried to kiss the rim. Yeah, so, but he didn't. So he just dunked it. And that, like, that's it. His dunk was literally him just jumping really high. So the thing is, Anthony's actual dunk prior to that, where he dunked off, like, they had the ball on the little platform hoop, basically 12 feet. It's, like, off the other backboard. He had to pick it up and then dunk, like, get up there, pick it up and then dunk it. That dunk was fucking sick. And rightly was adjudged pretty fucking sick by all the judges. But then that final, Obi versus Anthony, was one of the most underwhelming dunk on finishes you'll ever fucking see. Anthony ends up getting the nod for fucking who knows why. It's like, oh, he almost kissed the rim. He didn't, though. What are we doing? He just jumped high and dunked. Like, there was literally nothing else to it. That was fucking stupid. What an absolute fucking shit show. This will pop up again later, don't worry. The All-Star game itself, Team LeBron versus Team KD, 170 versus 150. Look, if you listen to me on Friday's show, I told you Team LeBron was going to fucking completely dominate this game, and guess what? They did. They had LeBron, Giannis, and Steph. You're going to feel like a fucking idiot afterwards, right? If you're like, oh, but I thought Team Durant were going to be good. Giannis, Steph, and LeBron. just roll that around in your head a couple of times. So I think my pick was them -3.5 and the over in points, both of which hit. So hopefully you listened to me last Friday and I made you a little bit of money. But this was a pretty fun game at times. They did the old, each quarter, it's going to be from zeros. And then whoever wins that quarter, the money goes to their charity. Team LeBron beat them in every quarter and then won the game. So Team Durant's charity's like, ah, fuck, man, come on. Anyway, look, start of the second quarter was pretty fun. You got the jump ball between CP3 and Mike Conley. That was funny. You had Jalen and Jason. I was like trying to like combine Jason Tatum's name into one. Jatum. There you go. Jalen Brown, Jason Tatum going hammer and tongs there for a bit there. That was fun as hell. You love a bit of teammate versus teammate vibe in an All-Star game. That shit was awesome. And this was the problem about Team Durant, because he had to pick all his fucking teammates. So he gets stuck with Kyrie and Harden. Because it would have been awesome to see those two go against each other, having just been thrown together. But Tatum versus Brown was really fun. But then the best part was the actual teammates on Team LeBron, Dame and Steph. Basically, as soon as their team brought the ball past half court, one of them was shooting it. And it was fucking gnarly. We got CP3 and Steph dunks. Everyone's losing their mind. Kyrie's dunking everything. It was fucking awesome. And then it got a little bit tight there towards the end, but Dame. I mean, what can you do? I think I tweeted this out, right? Like, even like Dame time extends even into fucking All-Star games. Like, what can he do about it? He had 32 points. He shot 8 of 16 from 3. So did Steph. So, but that was absolutely fucking gnarly. Steph brings them home. Absolutely crushes it. He and Steph just... Because what? It ended up being, what, 146? And to score the 170 needed. So, you know, you add the 24 to the high team's total. The other team has to try to catch that as well. Team KD, look, made a little bit of... Bit of a fist of it there for a second. There was like a 9-zip run where you're like, here we go, let's go. Team KD, nah. Dame time. Boom. Game was over. And it was kind of nice because after this fucking game took forever with all the skills comp and the dunk comp and everything, they then had a three-quarter time break where a dude's out there singing. And you're like, bro, can we just hurry this up? And I feel like Dame's like, motherfuckers, I got a plane to catch. Like, what are we doing here? Let's finish this off. Let's all go home. And when I say plane to catch, I mean, like, we've smuggled a bunch of hotties into our hotel room. Just saying. Train time, baby, train time. So 170-150, Team LeBron win. Dame, Giannis was absolutely fucking remarkable. He was perfect in the game for Team Durant. Look, let's talk about it. Team Durant, you had Brad Beal, what, he had, what, 10 to 16? He went 26 points, probably one of the quietest 26 points you'll see in a fucking All-Star game. He actually leads the scorers on Team Durant. Goes 6 to 12 from downtown. James Harden is 21. He went 7 to 13 from 3. And then Tatum, look, he was pretty good. He had the 21. Kawhi. Hit a couple of shots late, but left it too late. Ends up with only 8 points. He's a former, you know, All-Star MVP. Zion had 10 points as a starter. And it was pretty funny to sort of see the erstwhile, like, minutes breakdowns, right, between the sort of established NBA players versus, like, the newcomers or the young dudes or the dudes we just don't give a fuck about, right? So on Team Durant, you very much had, like, Kawhi's on a bit of a minutes restriction. He only plays 20. Tatum's young. He still only played 17. Zion, young, 14. Kyrie plays 32 minutes. Beal plays 31. Harden plays 32. LaVine and Mitchell both play 28 each. So, yeah, Julius Randle and Vooch and Conley also are only playing the sort of very little amount, which is the 12, 13 minute mark. And you kind of feel like Team Durant been hamstrung by that. I reckon they could have used a lot more Julius Randle. Just saying. Meanwhile, for Team LeBron, as mentioned, like, holy shit, Dame had the 32, but Giannis had 35 points, was perfect. He was perfect. 16 of 16, 3 and 3 from downtown, banking shit in. Oh, unbelievable. Couple of bank threes. Curry has 28. He goes 8 of 16 from downtown, as mentioned, same as Dame. Paul George even knocked in 5 threes. And that was the weird part. It's like Paul George is shooting, Brad Beal shooting. You're like, I don't know. I feel like this could be more interesting. Put the ball back in fucking Steph and Dame's hands, bro. That's exactly what they did. It was gnarly. Jaylen Brown was good. As mentioned, he went hammer and tongs against Tatum. He had 22 points in the end. And again, with the minutes breakdown, like Rudy Gobert's the stuff at that world. Only played the 13. LeBron only played the 13. You know, he's been coached by Quinn Snyder. LeBron just spent a whole bunch of time shit-talking Quinn Snyder's dudes, his Jazz dudes. LeBron only plays 13. But at the same time, if I'm LeBron, I'm like, bro, I'm playing the first fucking half. Don't put me back in or I'll fucking bash you. Giannis only played 19 minutes. This is the most amazing thing about his 35 points. 19 minutes. I mean, of course, no one's playing fucking defense, but still. Joker, 19 minutes as well. Steph, 22. They just literally just sort of went, right, if Team Durant's going to play Harden a lot, we'll play Luka a lot. You can do a lot of the setting up. Chris Paul, you can do the same thing when basically we'll alternate between the two of you. That's what they did. And they sort of filled in the gaps a little bit more, spread the minutes out just a hint more, and obviously got the win. So, I don't know. The Superlucky King barely got out there, it felt like, for 18 minutes. All I wanted was Marv trying to figure out who the fuck Joker was, who the fuck Luka was, who the fuck Suva was, and, like, who the fuck Vooch was. Can we just have those four on the court at one time just to see if Marv's brain would melt? What remains of Marv's brain would have melted? But anyway, Team LeBron get the win, 170-150. Bit of an anti-climax, really, in the end. But not too bad right at the end, I guess. Kind of, maybe. Nah, whatever. Let's do an NBA Australia approved performance of the day.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Look, the All-Star Game is... It's an exhibition. It's fun. It's fucking fun.
Oh, bro, all they do is run up and score threes or dunk.
Well, yeah, that's how it goes. But, you know, when they do play a little bit of defense, it's pretty funny. But in terms of the exhibition, literally as soon as Steph and Dame just started launching half-court threes, you're like, all right, now that you're basically, you're taking the piss, but it's fucking pretty fun because you're actually hitting some of them. If they'd missed all of them, you're like, all right, fuckheads, Jesus, we get it. You don't care, we don't care. But because they hit some of them, that was fucking awesome. But come on, man, we can't do that. Look, Dame was awesome. He just turned into Dame time. 32 points, just absolutely goes ballistic down the stretch. 11 and 20 for his 32, but I think we're probably going to give it to the guy who has 35 points in 19 minutes, don't we?
Yeah, Jimmy, I think we might have to, bro.
Yep, 16 and 16 from the field. 3 and 3 from downtown, banking shit in like a lunatic. That was awesome. Giannis, that is the NBA Australia approved performance of the night. Who was Spud of the night, though, Jimmy?
Spud, 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 it is Spud of the night.
Spud of the night. Conley and Vooch, both only played 12, 13 odd minutes. Randall, same vibe, right? Conley shot 1 of 6, 1 of 5 from 3. Vooch had, what, 2 of 6 and 1 of 5 from 3 as well. I still reckon if Randall had played more, Team Durant had a bit of a chance. But Vooch, we're going to have to give it to Vooch. He put up a valiant effort, right, in the skills cop. He was awesome. Absolutely fucking smoked the first run. But ends up in the game. I reckon I might have thrown him off a bit, mate. He might have peaked a little bit early, eh? Minus 19 in only 13 minutes. Jesus. Look, it's a bit rough giving someone a spud of the night in the All-Star game because you're still in. We're all All-Stars here. Aww. Except for you, Vooch, you were negative 19. Fuckhead. In 13 minutes. Do you reckon they targeted him much? Fucking hell. Meanwhile, what about old mate no mates?
Old mate no mates.
Old mate no mates.
Old mate no
mates.
Old mate no mates.
Old mate no mates.
Old mate no mates. Who's got no mates today? Look, Dame was getting absolutely fucking obliterated with Steph slander, right? All the way through, it's like,
oh, look at Dame. He's like, if anything you can do, I can do better. And then Steph comes out and does better.
And you're like, oh, come on, man. Just fucking get off Dame's back. And it was kind of funny where Dame's like watching Steph pull up from half court. And he's like, all right, fucking, I'll do it as well. Does it a couple of times. But then who brought them home down the stretch? Dame. So, yeah, you can't slander Dame. He's too fucking good. So this one's going to go to Cassius Stanley. He was robbed after that first dunk. Because, look, this is the thing. And this is why judging dunk comps is fucked. And it's really hard. When it's like, oh, look, but these guys are really good at dunking. So what we'll do is we'll get them to be the judges and they'll be really good at judging all the dunks. No, that's not how it works. There's always some poor sap goes out there, does a pretty fucking good dunk first up and gets completely fucking boned by the fact that they don't have anything else to judge against it, right? What they need to have is like a really, really quick G League showcase or something before the dunk comp. And just have like, you know, two dudes just go bang. We're the best two dunkers in the G League. It's the G League final right before the actual start of the other one. Boom. The judges can wet the whistle that way. So Cassius Stanley does a pretty sick fucking through his legs dunk. First up, absolutely fucking nails it. It's beautiful. And he gets fucking 44. Get the fuck out of here. So the thing is that also then sets the tone for the rest of the comp, right? Where the judges are like, well, I don't know. It wasn't... We gave that one 44. Like, was this one as good as that? Was it worse? Oh, we can't give anything as low as 44 again, and they're fucked. So it was kind of actually, I feel like they almost fixed it right at the end, right? Where they just sort of chose a name in the final rather than gave them a score. But then, even then, you're like, well, what the fuck are we doing here? Giving Anthony Simons the fucking goddamn dunk comp title, specifically just because, what, he jumped high. Unbelievable. But anyway, poor Cassius, completely robbed out of it. He should have had a couple of better other dunks sort of up his sleeve to go out with, but no, too late. That's a bit tough one. Big tough one for the bloke who's played 23 NBA minutes in his entire career. Tough scenes. Pantsing of the night. Fatty, fatty, fat, fat, Zachy Cakes, Adam Levine. Tough one. Horrible in the three comp, and then in the game got turned upside down, inside out by Steph, who then fumbled the ball away, nearly had a backcourt violation, turned around, picked it up and just dropped a fucking 40-footer in Zachy Cakes' face. Zachy Cakes' face. There you go. That was pretty brutal. You felt kind of slightly bad for Zachy Cakes, Adam Levine. Also didn't have the world's greatest game. Wasn't really lighting it up. He had 13 points and you're like, all right, could have gotten a little bit more out of you. He shot 2 of 6 from 3 in the game too. So not helping yourself out here, Zachy Cakes. And then finally, who was in the All-Star game better than Lonzo Ball?
Lonzo was the best player.
Wait, no, it's got to be everybody. What are we doing? That'd be dumb. Of course they're all better than Lonzo Ball. Lonzo's never been an all-star. These guys are all all-stars. But I feel like the point for this is Jason Tatum and Donnie Mitchell. Dudes are in the same draft class as Lonzo. Like, it just throws you sharp relief just how far that dude's got to go to get in the convo to be an all-star. And these guys are, like, racking up all-star appearances already, right? You know? So, just saying. Right, let's do some yeah-nahs. A bunch of listener yeah-nahs, actually, about the dunk comp and today and everything. Right after this.
This is Cam Glidden.
This is Anthony Drimmick.
This is Mitch McCarron.
This is Jason Kadee.
This is Daryl McDonald.
Hey, guys, this is Hugh Greenwood.
Yo, what's going on? This is Ellie.
This is Mark Worthington, or commonly known as Wurtho, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, let's do some yeah nahs. And they are brought to you by thedailyliquor.com from East Ninth Brewing. That's right, if you're in Melbourne, it's not very summery at the moment, is it? But still, you've got holidays galore coming up. You've got Easter. You've got Anzac Day. You've got footy coming back. The footy is back. Love to see it. And you love to, wrap those lips around a couple of tins. What do you reckon? Or maybe a bottle of wine, maybe some cocktails. Either way, thedailyliquor.com has got you covered. You've got amazing beers like the Dos Blocos, what is it, the Pale Ale? That's a cracker. The Lick Pear Ginger Beer, the Sample Lager, the Sample 3/4 IPA. Yeah, it's amazing. The favorite, Dos X. The Red Devils. Had a bunch of those down here at the beach. Fucking flies down. Down here, old father-in-law, James. Tell you what, there's not a better beer. I'm like, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. It's the Dos X. You can drink it till the cows come home. There's no cows here, but yeah. Anyway, look, basically, in order to celebrate All-Star and the remainder of this NBA season, mate, go to thedailyliquor.com, smash in the code STRAYA, get a free six-pack on your mate Jimmy. How's that sound? Good? Of those Red Devils, the DOS XPA. Beautiful. So there you go, dailyliquor.com right now, Melbourne metro area, same day delivery before noon. If you order before noon, laughing. Smash the code STRAYA, have a beer on your mate Jimmy. Right, yeah, nah, Scotty Baxter, yes. Yeah, nah, Jimmy. Blake to Brooklyn won't make much difference. Yeah, nah. Yeah, it won't make much difference. I agree with that statement. That's what I'm trying to say. Look, I think it's good. It's fine. And I think it gives them like an extra sort of just like fun weapon that they can throw out there every so often when needed, especially with Jeff Green going down with his shoulder injury. It sort of left a bit of a, as bad as he's been throughout his career, Jeff Green has been fucking awesome this year. Just the perfect sort of fill the gaps kind of dude. He is the most Jeff Green of his Jeff Greeningness ever this year. And Blake Griffin's just basically that, but like a little bit, more offensively attuned to doing better, cooler, fun stuff. Whereas Jeff Green's probably better on much better on defense. But I think it's just handy to have Blake there on a veteran minimum, just out there when you need him. Just throw a bit of fucking secondary, third making, playmaking, and a bit of offensive firepower sometimes when his shot's falling. The thing is, it's going to be a tricky situation, I think, for Blake to go, right, how much can I subsume my game with all these stars around me? And look, to be honest, I kind of think it's okay. Like, they can probably sit KD out another week or so just to get Blake acclimatized, right? Which would probably be good, because you think about it, Blake, he was only ever good when it's like, oh, maybe we should give Blake his own team. I don't know, man. Maybe you should give him a really fucking good point guard, like all the years that he was really good with a really good point guard. See, I hate when people make stupid arguments like, oh, man, just imagine Point Blake running the point all the time. Yeah, it'd fuck him up. And that's exactly what happened in Detroit. Jesus Christ, you idiots. It's like, oh, imagine Blake without like a, who's the ideal center to play next to Blake? I don't know. DeAndre Jordan, the defensive-minded center who was also athletic enough to cover for Blake's shortcomings. People fucking talk themselves around in circles all the time about this sort of dumb shit. But Brooklyn will be good for Blake for the simple fact that he'll have Harden, he'll have Kyrie, he'll have KD, and he'll have no expectations. You know? But Scott's right. It's not going to make much difference in the long run. It gives them a nice little extra sort of half a weapon they can maybe utilize on the odd occasion. And the cool part is, the coaching staff is, you know, Steve Nash, Mike D'Antoni and co. So if there's a fucking goddamn staff out there that is offensively going to help unlock, you know, late career Blake Griffin, boom, it's probably these guys. Dan Drosher adds, Griffin from Detroit to Brooklyn is like a biblical level escape from purgatory. Yeah, nah, fuck yeah. It really is. Could you imagine that? You're like, you have literally gone from the worst team in the East to the second best in the East. And it's only second best, really, to be honest, because KD's been hurt and they're only half game back of Sixers anyway. So pretty good. But the Dan question that he had as a yeah, nah, was yeah, nah, Kyrie entering the All-Star Arena with a stick, a walking stick, is the most Kyrie thing yet. Yeah, nah, it's look, Flat Earth is still going to be like the most Kyrie shit ever. Hey, man, hey, we should just question everything, you know? Just, you know, when you learn things, you should question them as well. Like, the Earth, is it flat or not? It's like, no. Yeah, you should find out why it's not flat, you fucking moron. Jeez. Anyway, but Kyrie, like, burning sage at Boston, that was pretty funny. Walking in like motherfucking Gandalf, that was pretty gnarly today. It's probably not quite the most Kyrie shit ever. I think Kyrie just disappearing for 2 weeks might have been the most Kyrie shit ever as well. So, hey, man, you can't even ask me about that. Like, come on, man. It's like, dude, you just left work for 2 weeks and didn't tell anybody. Fuck you. That's some Kyrie shit. Goonbag69, yeah, nah, Mike Conley was invited to All-Star Weekend over DeMar DeRozan so that they actually had a full three-point contest roster. I actually really like this one from Goonbag because, yeah, nah, I reckon 100% they had to look at this and go, shit, who are we going to bring in who we can actually also just throw in a three-point comp? DeMar's like, I'll do it. And they're like, no, DeMar, no, you're not. Come on, man, come on. And Conley's like, yeah, fucking sure, man. Just as long as I get my first All-Star nod, mate, I'll tickle nuts. I'll go on the skills comp. I'll play in the Rising Stars Challenge. I don't give a fuck, mate. Just get me out there. But I love it. They definitely would have gone show ready, Gilgeous Alexander. Don't know about the three-point comp style. DeMar, definitely not. Nah, we're going to get Mikey in. Good one, Goonbag69. Jez Oz. Yeah, nah, mate. I like these All-Star uniforms. ... But they would have looked better if all the All-Star game was in fucking Indiana. Yeah, nah, 100%. So I think I may have tweeted out something along the lines of, this was fucking stupid that the All-Star game was moved from Indiana to Atlanta. And they went, oh, you know what? Let's just keep the same Indiana uniforms that are colored in Indiana colors and based on old Indiana Pacers fucking uniforms. Are you kidding? And people are like, oh man, but you would have to change the design and get some new ones made, and that would be very expensive. And oh, the turnaround. It's the NBA. It's a multi-billion dollar business. You can't tell me they can't just go down the fucking street to Fanatics and go, look, can you knock these up in the next 24 hours? And they're like, you know what? Yeah, we can probably do that. Just get them custom fucking made. Holy shit. Look, and Atlanta's got some awesome throwback kind of vibes that you could do. You go the, you know, the old sort of Atlanta Hawk, Dominique Wilkins era kind of fun, esoteric Hawk logo vibes and just sort of go with the white or the red and sort of mix it up a little bit. That would have been pretty fun. But they also have some like really nice cream and the MLK Day 1 motifs that they've had throughout the years. Look, there's plenty of stuff you can do with Atlanta. Those peach tree ones that they used to have. Love that shit. Jesus, like the NBA just going, hey man, no, we'll just keep using the Pacer uniforms in Atlanta. What are you doing? Look, as the newly appointed, self-appointed VP of fucking common sense for the NBA, pull your fucking heads out of your asses, you multi-billion dollar dipshits. Jesus. God. Anyway, Jazz Oz also adds, yeah, nah, dunk comp was shit. Should have let Obi Toppin Senior compete. Yeah, nah, that would have been fucking amazing. And this also goes, look, so I think we had the yeah, nah the other day about I'd rather see a dunk comp with the five judges of Neek, Josh Smith, Jay Rich, Spud Webb and co. And you're like, you know what? That'd be fucking cool. I'm actually on board with that. Let's fucking go. And no, they didn't. So maybe with my father-son idea, we also have the father-son dunk comp. Larry Nance Jr. and Senior, just imagine that shit. God damn. There's another guy. How do we not have Larry Nance? Oh, he's injured, but still. But yeah, the dunk comp was shit. We're going to walk away just going, fuck, man. We couldn't get Aaron Gordon or Zachy Cakes, Adam Levine to do this. They've literally, neither of them got better, anything better to do. Aaron Gordon's coming back from injury. He's probably fine. Just throwing it out there. Matty Owers, he asked, Jimmy, yeah, nah, the NBA should ban all haircuts and beard trims till after the finals now. All the players should be aspired to be like Go the Fro or Fat Man Hoop. For Fat Man Hoop, Brooklyn Clan. Yeah, nah, fuck yes. I love this because we saw it with the Super Bowl, right? So Kansas City, their barber gets his fucking test back and it's like halfway through a haircut of one of the O-linemen. And it's like, oh, I gotta go. And it's like, why? It's like, I just tested positive. It's like, wait a minute, but you were just cutting my hair. So now we get Embiid and Simmons, and Philly will be playing in a couple of days' time anyway. Like, are they going to be back in time now? What are we doing? Are we really doing haircuts and beard trims in the middle of a pandemic? Maybe frontline workers should include fucking NBA barbers. But I love it. I reckon we should just have to make sure that they, yeah, Adam Silver has to come out and go, look, yep, everybody, no haircuts. Real sorry. Unless you, your significant other is a hairdresser. Eric Bledsoe, I'm looking at you. I don't want to be here. Yeah, just ban them. Done. Brett Pierce also asked a couple of days ago, Jimmy, yeah, nah, at the All-Star break, of some of the more shit annoying commentators, i.e. Mark Jackson and Chris Webber, have to literally fight to keep their job. Just because I want to see both get their heads punched in for being such dickheads. Loser gets tired, winner gets fired, winner gets a donation made for the charity of their choice, and they keep their job. On top of that, how about we fold this in? It's a big TNT wrestle thing at the, what is it, AEW? And boom. Shaq was on it last week. How about we get Chris Webber, Mark Jackson, loser leaves town. We don't have to listen to those. Like, Kenny the Jet Smith should never be allowed to commentate an All-Star game ever again. I think I tweeted out again today that it's like, Kenny doesn't know any of the rules. He doesn't know any of the players. Doesn't know any of the shit. Like, Kenny hosts Inside the NBA with Chuck, with Shaq, with Ernie each week. But it seems like Kenny actually only watches like maybe the 5 minutes of highlights he watches on SportsCenter each day, and that's maybe it. What the fuck? So I'd throw Kenny in there for Brett's punch on. But I don't mind that. Maybe a pay-per-view. Mark Jackson, Chris Webber, Reggie, Kenny the Jet Smith. Could have had Brent Barry in there as well a couple of, you know, years ago before John Barry. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, what about the unpopular opinion of the day?
Now look at me, please. Look at me, look at me, look at me.
Look at me, look at me, look at me. I don't think the NBA can go back to having an All-Star weekend. What do you reckon? Because I think in the past it was kind of like a nice, you'd sort of usually get like a week and a half worth of break around the All-Star. And then you're like, oh yeah, we've got the All-Star Saturday night and then the game on Sunday. I think we've learned from this entire thing that it actually keeps way more fucking attention on like the skills and the three-point comp and then even the dunk comp if it's all at once. Yeah, it went for a fucking million hours, but I kind of think it should only just stay in the one day. But I think like this is the problem. Because of the money involved, spread across two nights, all your sponsorship opportunities, all your parties, all the synergistic advertising you got to do for fucking Taco Bell and Mountain Dew and all those fucking, you know, brands and everything you've got associated. I mean, when I do this, it means money, right? And shit. I mean, but it was so much better having it just in the one moment, right? Even though the dunk comp was crappy and all that sort of stuff. Because it's weird watching it back from over in Australia again. I'll tell you that much. Because when it's on the Saturday night and then on the Sunday in the States, you're like, oh, this makes a little bit more sense. It's like a big spectacle to have like your three-point comp and all that sort of shit on the Saturday and then you've got the game on the Sunday. But even then, with that said, once they're over, you're like, oh, well, is that it? What's going on? Oh, so that's just the dunk comp. Now we're going to go home and wait for the game tomorrow. Whereas today, it actually flowed pretty well. Skills challenge, three-point comp, All-Star game, dunk comp in the middle, second half of the All-Star game. We should probably keep it like that. That's what I'm trying to say. Finally, Outback Takehouse. It's Monday at Outback. You know what that means? Oh, yes, Kookaburra wings. That's right, Kookaburra wings. I'm down the bush, there's fucking heaps of these fucking birds around. I just keep ripping their wings off and frying them up for yous. Only at Outback. Let's hear you go, quack, 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 again, you little pricks. Fuck off, I've got your wings. I'm gonna eat your wings, you fuckheads. Only at Outback. Those Kookaburra wings go as a great flame grill take. And today's flame grill take is, since he got to Detroit and realized how fucked up it was, Blake Griffin has been faking it. That's right, he's been playing like shit until he got bought out and can join the most talented team in the NBA. He's Kaiser Soze. That's right, he's NBA Kaiser Soze, motherfuckers. He's out there just going, right, I'm going to fake it, then they're going to buy me out, and then I'm going to go win a fucking title. Eat a dick, you dickheads. Only at Outback. To be honest, I think we'll see a pretty good Blake because he's had fucking like an extra month off. He's taken like 3 weeks off. He's gonna roll into Brooklyn in like the best shape of like a little while, and away he goes. That'll be nice. All right, let's take another break. We'll be back with the, no real Australian player watch, but we'll do the Andrew Gaze Great Mumba Award, the Patty Mills Twitter check-in, and Thursday's game previews right after. Oh, what about this one?
Hi, this is Ryan Brockoff, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right. What did Chris Paul, NASA Commander Scott Kelly, and Redico founder Alexis Ohanian and all have in common? Well, they've all got incredible experiences, and they've created audio courses to teach you what they've learned. That's right. They're on Knowable, which is a new app where the world's top experts teach new skills in bite-sized audio courses. They're short like a podcast, expert-led like an audiobook, and 100% ad-free. It's like Spotify for learning stuff. I love them. The bloke from NASA teaches about space. Chris Paul teaches about, you know, the performance benefits of a plant-based lifestyle. And Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian out there teaching you how to launch a startup. Pretty bloody good. There's over 100 other experts out there waiting to teach you something new today. So if you're keen on learning something new, learn some new stuff, download Knowable. Visit knowable.fyi, download the app, use the code STRAYA, get 20% off. You will love it. Right, Australian Player Watch, very quick today because no one played because Big Simo Ben Simmons missed the All-Star game due to contact tracing because of the fucking barber. Oh, jeez. Bit of a tough one. Bit of a fucking tough one, hey? But in terms of the G League fellas as well, look, we've got 8 teams left in the G League bubble. And one of them is Will the Thrill Magne's Erie Bayhawks, which is pretty gnarly. But it means Joshy Green's, Salt Lake City Stars have gone home, which is a bit of a shame. But we also have Willie McDowell White, of course, don't forget, on the Rio Grande Valley Vipers, which are a fun team. So keep an eye out. Those will kick off again, I think, tomorrow, probably overnight our time, actually, because they tend to play them a little bit early. So keep an eye out, though. So you got a couple of Aussies still floating around in the G League, which is pretty good. And hopefully we actually get a little bit more sort of two-way action from some of the players going up and down with the big leagues, which would be kind of nice. What do you reckon? Does that sound good? Yeah, I hope so too. Will the Thrill Magne, meanwhile, didn't play the other day against Westchester, the Knicks, and against the Oklahoma City Blue, didn't play that one either. So
just a heads up, just letting you know what's going on with Will. Not a giant amount, it would seem.
And Joshy Green, Salt Lake City Stars, played their last game last week, which I've already mentioned on this here program. And Willie McDowell, look, you know, a couple of good games here and there. Popped off just a little bit. You know, he had 15 minutes the other day. He had 3 points, 3 assists, 5 rebounds against, who was that one? Against Santa Cruz. And then against the Ignite G League team, he played 19 minutes. He had 0 points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds. So, cool. Right, let's do an Andrew Gaze Great Mumba Award for outstanding achievement in the field of excellence. It's the first Andrew Gaze Great Mumba. Outstanding achievement in the field of excellence. Alright, clap it up. Clap it up. There you go. Well, this one's easily going to go to Giannis. So there's a couple of stats about Giannis' All-Star game. The best field goal percentage in an All-Star game ever, which includes a minimum of 10 attempts, obviously. The previous record for most makes without a miss in an All-Star game was Hal Greer back in 19-diggity-8. Jesus, he went 8 of 8 in 19-diggity-8. It's absolutely fucking gnarly. So he goes 16 of 16. He doubled the previous record. 3 of 3 from 3 as well. Obviously, Hal Greer's not shooting fucking 3s in 68. But the best part about Giannis' game today, I love that on LeBron's team with Steph, Giannis didn't fucking miss. He's on LeBron's. He's like, all right, I'm not a. Look at me, I'm the captain now. He didn't get to do that this year. KD comes up and pips him. He's on Steph's team, but Steph's not the captain either. LeBron's the fucking captain. He's with LeBron and Steph. He doesn't miss because he's a two-time MVP as well. He posted 35-7-3 without missing. And now he's only one MVP trophy away from the complete set. He's got two-time regular season NBA MVP. And now he's got the one-time Kobe Bryant All-Star MVP trophy as well. And you do love to fucking see it, don't you? Good on you, Giannis. That's an Andrew Gaze Grand Mamba Award for outstanding achievement in the field of excellence. Easily. Right, what about the Penny Mills Game Day Ball Game Day Twitter check-in? All right. And you know how much I love a Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in inspiration board tweet from Jinglin' Joe Ingles. Because that's what happened. This is some of the best news I've ever heard. Mike Conley's an all-star. He earned this. Always been underrated. Shouldn't be the first, but go enjoy this with your family. Absolutely legendary. But the best part is, Jingles, out there trash-talking Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert the other day because Mark Stein tweeted out the NBA announces that it's fined Donovan Mitchell $25,000 for the public criticism of the officiating and his conduct while exiting the playing court, and Jazz teammate Rudy Gobert $20,000 for public criticism of the officiating. Jingles retweets that and says, unsalvageable question mark? They even get fined together. Love heart emoji face, love heart emoji face, love heart emoji face. Jingles just out there stirring the pot. Oh, I love it. Right, let's do a bit of a game preview for Thursday's couple of games.
Game previews.
Oh, thanks, Inadvertent Bane.
Not a problem, Jimmy. I was born in the darkness. You just grew here.
Nah, it's just the coldness down here in Lawn.
Are you enjoying it, though, mate?
Yes, I am. Having a lovely time here with the fam. So here we go on the picks of the All-Star. Well, we went 2 of 2 on the actual game itself, which is pretty bloody good. We did nail Steph as well with a 3-point comp. We missed out, so I guess we went 3 of 5 because we had Steph and we had the Suka, but we had Tatum and Steph, so it's not bad. We nailed the Steph call. We had Suva as our top three in the skills, so that's half win if you've covered your bets with that one. And the dunk comp, we had Obi. He made the top two, but not there. So, look, let's just call it basically, what, 3 out of 5? 4 out of 5 if you want, if you put the money on the Super, like I might have mentioned. So, good jobs. What do we leave that at then? We'll go 334 of, what do we care? What's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, 592. So 334 of 592, pretty bloody good still. Right, Thursday though, we've got two games. We've only got two games on the schedule. Can you believe that? That's a tough one. It's going to be an easy show on Thursday though. Tell you what, bro, tell you what. What games? Where are the games? Where are the odds? Oh, you're not going to give me odds, you bastards. Well, how about we just do some heads-to-heads? That sound good? I reckon that sounds right. So what do we got? We've got NBA Basketball US. Yeah, nothing. Motherfucker, what are you doing? Washington, Memphis. I'm going to take the Memphis Grizzlies off a bit of a break. You got to like that. Washington, Beal will be bouncing around. Who knows what's going to happen then. You got San Antonio, Dallas. I think Dallas, I reckon we're going to take the two home teams here, Dallas and Memphis, just in the head-to-heads. San Antonio, good. Didn't have an all-star. Dallas, Luka will be out there hanging out with everybody for a couple of days. Come home, chill out, get back out there, get right back to it by smoking the Spurs. I look at a team like Dallas and I look at a team like San Antonio. They're very close. Like San Antonio ahead of them in the standings. And all their little sort of interchangeable dudes, Dallas has kind of got the exact same thing, but their top level dudes are better than San Antonio. So I'm going to go Dallas. You've got Luka. On the flip side, you've got DeMar. You got the Zinger, the Extreme Zinger Meal. Oh, geez. Extreme Zinger Meal. And like the Spurs have got a washed up LaMarcus Aldridge. They've got Teenage Mutant Jakob Poeltl. They've got Trey Lyles, leaning on him a bit too much. So give me Dallas. And obviously Memphis hosting Washington. Memphis just muddy up the games like this. Washington don't do well in muddied up games, I feel. And so I'll take Memphis at home. And there you go. Holy shit, is that it? Nice. I'm going to go take 2 days off. Legendary. Go to playup.com.au/NBA Australia. Join up, get around their NBA specials. Pretty good. Now, on Thursday's show, we are announcing a new partnership, which would be pretty fucking gnarly. Be a nice little limited run thing. New partnership coming on board. So keep your ears peeled for that. Lots of fun chances to get your hands on some cool shit. And that'll be fun. So we are back on Thursday, wrapping up those two games, looking towards Friday's games and then the weekend, obviously. But also, make sure you're on, Twitter, Facey, IG, all over the NBA Australia's. We're all over that all the time. Go smash NBAAustralia.com/shop. Buy some merch. Buy a hoodie. Buy a t-shirt. Come on, my baby needs a new pair of shoes, I guess. Why not? He needs a couple more Paw Patrols, I'll tell you that much. That kid fucking loves him. Check out World Wrestling Australia this week. Get all the highlights from the Shaq and Cody Rhodes match. Buddy Murphy, he was spotted on the old SmackDown. It's pretty funny. And there's also the action figure giveaway that Adam's doing as well. So go give World Wrestling Australia a look on YouTube. It's a fucking cracker. Adam from FWCI, etc. Some great stuff. Check us a rating review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, whatever app you use on the Android phone. It really does help out heaps. Go to thedailyliquor.com. Use the code STRAYA. Get a free six-pack on your mate Jimmy if you're over 18. Go to knowable.fyi. Download the app. Get 20% off with the code STRAYA as well. Big thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out the new band House Hats. They're album Running Out of Time is out now. Also, big thanks to Joshua De Laurentiis, Fascinator, Gold Mines, Ramshackle Army, Sex Jedi, Green, and the Dozers for all the tunes you hear. Now, Gold Mines are launching their album at the Curtain in Melbourne on this Friday. I will be there at the Curtain, shit-faced as usual. That's a pub that I play pub cricket for, so it's like a second home to me because it's like around the corner from my own house. But I will be there on Friday watching Gold Mines. They're the fucking best, so I'll see you there. Remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. Go check them all out on Facey, what is it, Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, all that good stuff. All right, we're going to close today's show with a brand new Deli review as Deli reviews the new Tom Hanks movie, News of the World. And I'm going to take 2 days off, so I'll see you on Thursday, dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, look after yourselves, would you? Lederhosen. Oi, 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 how the fuck are you? Is it your mate Deli over here just doing my usual drop by for a pop culture review, eh? And I gotta tell you, the NBA All-Star break's happening shit, and to be honest, the NBA, look, I didn't even watch the fucking game, mate. I didn't even fucking watch it, man. I'm just like sitting there going, fuck, what's going on? Is it the All-Star week? Fuck. See, you know, I copped a big fucking knock to the head, got my appendix out. Shit's a bit wonky sometimes for your old Deli, but it's alright. You know, we're all just chilling out here. I'm slowly getting back to normal. My appendix are gone, my noggin's clearing up. I don't have to go to hospitals for a little while or whatever, but yeah, look, no games for old Deli over here just yet. I forgot about the All-Star game, didn't watch it, heard some fucking hullabaloo about the fucking dunk comp and shit. I'm like, nah, I'm not fucking watching the dunk comp, the skills comp, the fucking three-point comp, all the All-Star game until your old mate fucking Deli gets a fucking invite. It's fucked, mate. All this anti-Australian bias out there is fucked. Adam Silver fucking hates me, I tell ya. Anyway, so look, it means I've been hanging out with the squid and the Mrs. Hoops, and but then the big problem is, this week, you know, it's the Mrs.'s turn to choose the fucking movie. And I tell you what, she's like, oh, we're going to have a watch of this new Tom Hanks movie, News of the World, eh? And I'm like, fuck, that sounds like the newsroom or something, fucked. And she's like, nah, you dickhead, it's a Western. I was like, fuck, oh, here we go. A Western, fucking Forrest Gump shooting dickheads, fucking you little ripper. Kicking ass, taking names, Forrest Gump, just fucking bang. And I gotta tell ya, it might have been the single most boring Western I've ever seen. I mean, no spoilers or nothing, but it's fucking Tom Hanks being a bloke reading the newspaper. And that's literally the fucking movie. He's just like reading a newspaper and like, fuck me, have you ever watched anybody else reading a newspaper? It's fucking boring as, mate. But I mean, like, there's some fucking thing like, he's out there reading the newspaper for all these Western pricks who can't read and don't have a tally or anything because it's like the 1800s or some shit. So, I don't know, like, there's a shootout and there's like a weird bit and some sad shit and you're a bit weird and sad and he's reading the newspaper and you're like, alright, well, fucking cool. Alright, Forrest Gump reading the newspaper. So, I guess it was fine, but I really wanted Forrest Gump goes Western John Wick or some shit. Like, that's the fucking movie I want to see. Maybe I'll make that. Maybe that's what the Deli movie will be. Anyway, it gets like 16 out of 10 Deli ones, though, because it was perfectly fucking whatever, and the missus loved it. So there you go. Sorted. Go get around. News of the World. Tell us what you reckon. And that's it for me for this week. I'll catch us next week with a new pop culture review. Hopefully I'll make next year's All-Star team. Later, fuckers. Deli out.